Hi, are we all ready to talk today? Because there's been some news, some very somber news.
Oh.
I'm quite personally finding it very difficult to sort of understand my emotions during all of this.
Oh no, what's
I don't know
happened,
how I can
Preston?
carry on.
Wait, what's happened,
I
guys?
mean, the West has fallen. That's what's happened.
What, are we
Oh,
bringing back the
really?
burqa?
No,
Oh.
are we bringing that? No, unfortunately, but we might be bringing that back because the only
Oh.
bulwark against freedom, of freedom from the United States was bringing to us,
Oh.
without the expert knowledge of one of the greatest statesmen in history and political advisors, the U.S. is lost now. Freedom is
Wait,
gone.
Jimmy Carter
Freedom's
died.
dead.
Wait, Jimmy Carter died.
No. Someone even more special than Jimmy Carter died.
CM
Oh.
Punk has returned to WWE.
Well, yeah.
Oh no. Something even worse. Something more horrific that you can possibly imagine.
The Trump has passed? Oh my.
George W. Bush was found eating George W. Bush.
Anyway.
Everybody, I think we need some appropriate music for this.
Yeah.
So that we're all in sort of the right mood for this.
Oh God, what
Today,
happened?
on the 30th of November, 2023, we lost a real one.
It's been a long
He had a long
time
storied career.
without you, my
He
friend, and I'll tell
was
you
a
all
German political
about it.
figure
See
post the
you
Second World
again.
War. He
Come
helped the right
a long way
ideas. He
from
knew
where
that
we
after the
began.
horror
Oh, I'll
that the
tell
Nazis had inflicted
you
upon his home
all
country,
about it.
that his home needed to be
And I'll see
protected
you again.
against insurgents of the extremist threat that
Yeah,
still lingered
oh no,
in his
all the
home.
planes we flew,
Of course,
the
we're
things
talking
we've
about
been through,
communism,
then I'll be
right?
standing right here
The
talking to
big
you.
issue, Germany of the
I know what
day.
you've been through.
The
I want
worst.
let's hear
Told me
this.
that it wouldn't last.
Traveling
Tried to
this,
switch up. Look
spent
at
his
you, put
education
me
in
in the
the bigger
United
picture.
States, where he
Those were the
became
days,
a
aren't
great and
forever
acclaimed
days.
political
Now I see
figure,
you in a better
Secretary of
place.
State in the cabinets of
Ah,
Richard Nixon
can we
and
not
Gerald
talk about
Ford,
killing with
political
weapons on the
advisor
table?
to
Yes, that
many
would
US
be you
presidents
standing up
beyond that,
myself.
and
Escorting me for
the
the
left
last
will call him a
time.
war criminal. But I assure you
Without you, my friend,
that our
and I'll
boy,
tell
Henry
you all
Kissinger, was a
about
true
it when I
hero
see
for us
you
all. Without
again.
him, we would have
Come
fallen under the boot of communism.
away.
And without him,
Where we
many,
began,
many
those
people
forever
from the global
times.
South, people from parts of Asia, today would be, without him, would be. Hang on, let me check my notes here. This can't be right. My notes here say, still alive?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
He's in fucking hell, baby!
Yeah, that fucker's dead, bitch.
Rest in piss.
Rest in
Yeah,
fucking
Kissinger
piss.
is fucking dead.
You
A
know.
horrific war criminal. He's had his hands in prolonging the Vietnam War. He's
Cambodia.
pretty Cambodia, yep. He's had his hands
Italy.
in. Yeah, I mean, yep.
He's had
He's
his
had his hands in
hands.
pretty much in every fascist
He's
regime
had his hands
change
in
that the US
Nixon's
has done.
ass. He's had his hands at. He's had his hands.
Yeah.
What was our favorite quote of Kissinger's? If not for the tragedy of my birth, I would be an anti-Semite. Yeah, that was a great quote he said. That's not a
Yeah, that
joke,
should
by
kind of
the way.
change you. That should kind of tell you the
That
kind of
is not a joke, by
politics
the
of the
way.
man we're dealing with here. Well, the man we were dealing with here, because he's fucking
The
dead
man
now.
was born right around Nazi-era Germany. The man lived through that and got out, and then told everyone, oh, the Nazi regime had no effect on my mental state. It's like, you don't get to say that. A doctor,
Buddy, it definitely did.
gets to say that. You don't get to
No,
say that, Mr. War Criminal.
that man did not see a professional denazificator.
Nope, never.
Yeah, well, I mean, crucially, Kissinger did not go through the horrors of Nazi Germany, specifically because his family were
Oh
rich
no,
enough
he
to be able
start
to
no, he
escape
was there when it
Germany.
started happening. He was there when it was
Yeah.
starting. So, but like,
oh, yes, 1932.
He did get like the fucking like, you know, right, abuse and stuff, and the family didn't do well and had like, had to like down.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew this, but
he did have.
Well, I say in the 1930s, but little secret, it's never really been great for Jewish people in Europe ever. Up to this point, so.
Yeah, but you know, especially that.
Especially then, yeah. There's a certain political event that happened in the 1930s. Well, it started in the 1930s that you might all be familiar with. But yes.
Led by a man Kissinger will be meeting because they're both in hell. Also, I moved to make the episode art of the Doom guy holding up an imp and going, "Where is Henry Kissinger?"
I moved to make the episode art Kissinger melting into...
Yeah, so as we were sort of getting into, the reaction from fans to this finale, I remember from the time, was not just like, oh my god, how could it be this bad? It was a level of, this is so bad that everyone was like, oh, this has to be a bit. And they were like trying to analyze secret clues and messages for like the date of like the secret actual finale or secret season 5
to figure out where the secret actual real ending was going to be, but this is all going to be revealed
secret
to be some
good fourth Sherlock
and this
episode.
Was going to be so, like a fucking bit.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, the most common opinion for it was extra episode, but I did see, like, people being like, oh, there's going to be a series 5.
That's bullshit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was series...
I don't think a British TV, like, show has dropped off that hard from season 1 to, like, everything after it that quickly.
While also, like, all of series 4 is dog shit... It's so hilarious how much, even then, how much drop-off there is between the episode before this and this episode.
It's like episode Sherlock season 1, episode 1 had promise. The rest of the season 1 was interesting and had an interesting ending, and then they just meandered for a bit. But they meandered with, like, you know, a point, kinda. And then this season happened, and it was just what's going? Okay,
I mean, like,
and
Jim
then
Moriarty's
I
stuff was happening.
I remember watching this, going, "Wait, how many episodes are there in this season? Wait, the next one's the last one. There's a lot of shit that hasn't been like explained.
Don't worry, it won't be.
I remember watching this during Curse of Osiris." And oh, I man. Found Curse I'm of Osiris sorry, better than this.
That's two shit heaps on top of each other.
So,
Curse of Osiris was better.
So my perspective on this was that I watched the first three series of this show when they aired as a child. I didn't watch Series 4 when it came out, so for the sake of this podcast, I had to watch Series 4 of Sherlock.
Yeah, you fucking tortured yourself, and we appreciate you doing this for
Just to get through those first two episodes quickly, I managed to turn them into great comedy by watching those two episodes.
Wait,
at two
I just realized
speed.
What you said. You watched all of Season 4 for this.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh,
but yeah, I watched those... I watched all of it so that I would have the context of what was going on in the finale. Turns out I didn't fucking need it.
No, you didn't, because the finale is completely removed.
I would have told you that if you asked, but I didn't.
The finale is completely removed from everything else that's ever happened in this show. It is
Don't worry, Ryan. I watched episodes 1 and 2 at 2x speed. It's fucking hilarious. It just looked like someone with ADHD had edited the whole episode. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to sit through the Six Thatchers where it was like, You should be nice to the bastard, Margaret. Fuck off. She's in hell with Kissinger.
I barely even remember what fucking happened in those two episodes, other than Thatcher and bad hospital man.
I fucking forgot the Thatcher.
And that was all I need to remember about them.
John Watson's wife died. This is meant to be a big and important. Oh wait, they got married.
Dead.
Yeah, you got to remember, right? Introduced. Married in an episode that's all about Sherlock solving a crime at a wedding.
Yep.
Dead. Back on a video. Because they kill her and she comes back for two episodes.
They killed her, but it's like, ah, shit, we need to explain some stuff. What do we do? Got it, mate. She made a video.
No, she was never back. Watson was just off his meds for those two episodes.
Mary became Tyler Durden an episode.
That character was so hated online for one reason and one reason only. No, those two men who have never shown any tendencies of actually being involved with each other are clearly gay and in love and fucking all the time. No, he can't have
Well, there's two things I would say about that. There's kind of two things that were fueling that, mm-hmm. I feel. One, in the original source material of the actual writings of Arthur Conan Doyle, those bitches gay.
Mm.
But in the show, no. Yeah, but also, after Moffat and the writing crew found out about the gay shipping, every episode after that, they would have a moment where basically Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch turn to the camera and be like, hello everybody, are you familiar with gay shipping?
No. Do you know what the way of ending is? Heterosexual.
Wink.
Just letting you know, we're not gay, but do you know what shipping is? Because we do now, and it's worth money.
Yeah. Basically, every episode was them turning to camera and going, we're not gay, and wiggling their eyebrows.
We're not gay, but we're going to gay bait the fuck out of
it's
you.
It's one of the things, if you have, a modicum of understanding of, how this is going to go, you're like, yeah, there's no chance. But if you're a teenager who is like, I want to see my hot British, well, I don't know, it's not hot to me, but my hot British men kiss. Fuck, you're done for. This show is...
Yeah, I want to see the guy from The Office and Magic Pretty Twink Boy making out.
I wish to see the Magic Pixie Fae Man kiss the Office dude. Right, Benedict Cumberbatch is like one of those weird... some elves look weird? He looks like mm-hmm. that, right? Like a weird elf, right?
Yes.
I feel like they keep Benedict Cumberbatch locked up in the Hannibal Lecter cell with the mask on. And then whenever anyone at the BBC and then Hollywood were like, everybody, we need a quirky sociopathic autistic character. They're like, wheel him out, bring him in.
Bring him in.
Get the guy who says penguins run. Get him. He'll do.
Mm. I mean, they got rid of him. They let him out. They let Marvel lock him up in his basement, and now they've got the guy from Peaky Blinders in there.
Oh, mate. That guy is so good, but, he is locked to the BBC.
Except when he played fucking Oppenheimer.
Well, yeah, but I think that might be his breakout of the BBC minds.
I played Oppenheimer.
He didn't break out of the BBC mind. They just sold him into the same mind that they put Benedict Cumberbatch in.
Yeah. Well, it's Cillian Murphy, by the way, if anyone doesn't know.
Yes, yeah. Isn't it Killian? I thought it was.
Killian Murphy. Do you know what? It's one of those, and I'm a bad person for not knowing the Irish pronunciation. But moving on.
Indeed.
But yeah.
Look, we have to talk about it. We have to get on with the episode. We have to talk about the time a show crawled up its own ass and said, ah! That looked at the fact that it was a detective drama and said, go fuck yourself, Sherlock has magic twink powers.
Do we really need to?
Turned Irene Adler into a bisexual kung fu dominatrix.
Which, I'm a teenage boy. I was awful at the time. Listen, a random episode tunnel, and there was just a lady naked, like, doing shit, and I'm like, oh, alright, what's happening here?
So, I feel like before we get into this episode, and we could maybe do a quick summary of what happened in the two episodes before this, and I mean quick summary. No, I mean quick summary in that I can surmise them in, like, a sentence.
Fine. Make it so you didn't waste your time watching that shit.
Basically, first episode rolls around, Mary dies. Yeah. That's all that matters from that episode. Yeah, second episode, Mary put in a message that's like, oh, you've got to make sure that you've got to save John question mark by making him save Sherlock question
John
mark.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Listen,
so like,
listen, right? I'm dead and I want you two to fuck now that I'm dead. You should
so,
fuck
so,
nasty.
Like, so Sherlock comes up with this intricate plan to, like, get himself drug-addled and confused so that he can confront a rich serial killer who owns a hospital and then can make him go, yes, I am a murderer, while killing him with a recording device in the room.
Because then people only look for three recording devices.
But a thread through these two episodes is that John meets a woman on the bus who, for some reason, flirts with him. He gets a new therapist after...
No, wait.
Yeah,
sorry.
Gets a therapist.
Behavior.
Gets a therapist after, and also when Sherlock's in his drug binge, he meets someone pretending to be the daughter of said rich guy.
Oh god, yeah.
And the whole summary, and the whole, like, big twist at the end of episode two of all of this is, oh, it was all the same person, and
oh,
she's
shit.
Sherlock's secret sister!
Yeah, what?
There you go, that's all of the context you needed for this episode.
No, no, because they had, like, I swear I didn't watch those two episodes again because fuck that. But I remember as like a child when I first watched it, I'm like, are they were
you? You were 18 when this series came out. You were not a child when this one aired.
Was I?
Yeah.
Yes, this was 2017.
Yes, so I was,
this
so
is Curse of
child.
Osiris.
Yeah, I was a child.
You are older than me.
Yeah, I was a child. You're not an adult until you're like mid 20s. I was a fucking.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're fucking turf now? It's like you can't transition
oh
to your 45.
Oh my god, fuck off.
You're a child.
Get on with it.
50.
Can we not have sorry. This bit? No, what I was going to say is, I remember when I watched this years ago, like, there was some weird sexual tension, and then it's like, by the way, I'm your sister. I'm like, what? Or am I misremembering that?
That's
oh,
later.
Yeah,
that's
is...
later.
No, no. I think you mean when he's like on like when he's
on
hanging out with like when she when she's pretending to be the daughter. Yes, there is a weird
okay.
sexual thing between them.
I didn't misremember that, and I'm really upset. I remembered that.
I mean, yes. It ties into what happens this episode. Unfortunately,
no, you're right. That does happen. No, you're right. It is like that.
The pointless thing that does happen is
what
like,
is
the last episode
Moffat
ends.
And
weird
sex shit. Like what the.
It's Stephen Moffat. He clearly has some weird kinks he doesn't know how to work through.
Well, fucking just get an online porn subscription like the rest of us and move on.
Just Patreon.com.
Just become a Wattpad writer, dude. Come on.
It's just cheaper. Catch brainworms like Frosty did.
Did. Pretty certain they're still there. In
listen, the okay. Thing. If you try and coax me into talking about the coffin of Andy and Lele, we're going to be here all day.
I know. That's why I'm not trying to coach you into talking about that goddamn coffin. Because
I don't want to know. I don't wish to know. We can move on.
It's okay. I'm in the same boat as you, Ryan.
There is one last thing we need to mention.
Yeah?
That, the last episode ends with her pulling a gun and going,
oh,
what
yes.
a funny smile on his face. I'm going to shoot it off and shooting Watson in the head.
Yeah, and then dead at the start of like the next episode, they reveal it was a trank gun for some reason.
Yeah, John Watson just wakes up and goes, oh, it was a trank, whatever, don't ask questions, fuck off.
It's a tranquilizer, I'm fine. It's like, it really felt like they had no idea what they were doing.
No. They knew exactly what they were doing. They got people to go on Twitter and go, oh my god, is John Watson dead? How can John Locke be endgame if John Watson is dead?
They already did this with Moriarty once. Like, oh, he's alive again. like at the random.
No, they did the opposite with Moriarty.
No, they killed him, and then they pulled that he's alive again, and then they pulled no, he's actually dead again. It's like, what the fuck? Guys?
They kept Moriarty kept coming back, except he was always still dead, and it was always dumb.
And it was always planned like 6 years in advance somehow. It's like, what the fucking how?
Super mega brains genius.
So yeah, this episode begins.
Hang on. If he's so much of a genius, why how did he fucking die? All right.
He fucking killed himself to fuck with Sherlock because fuck you, Sherlock's more important.
Bullshit.
Because everyone loves the magical pretty boy.
So this episode begins with there's a girl on a plane and everyone is passed out and she's panicking. And my immediate thought is, huh, this girl looks a lot like Sherlock's sister.
Yeah.
It's almost I put it really obvious.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Now you listen also, to it. It's not dumb, it's art.
It's very smart.
So yeah, like there's a phone, she answers the phone and we hear Moriarty go, hey, it's your final problem.